What they can do with their roads, they can then lay it to their roads, and they were all upset about that. And then coming through, everybody always dies, it's just not fun, not fun.
Okay, it's 9 o'clock, and we're gonna open the meeting here. We're having a special meeting to talk to the state auditor's office. They sent two representatives. I'll let them introduce themselves, since they have complicated names, so.
Sure, my name's Nita Hendricks, and I work for the Local Government Services Division of the Auditor of State's Office. And we were here to talk with the trustees today about their fiscal condition.
My name is Tisha Turner, and I'm basically Nita's assistant, so.
Yep, I'm like a dog and pony show. We came today to talk about, because we got a letter from the trustees, you're concerned about your financial position, and we wanted to talk to you about what constitutes different financial criteria. Fiscal caution, fiscal watch, fiscal emergency. There's three different ones. And again, very informal. If you have any questions, please stop us, ask anything along the way. I brought the code section in case you'd like us to leave you copies so you can have it. Because we don't deviate from this. We just, whenever we come in to do an analysis, we pull the code out and we do it step by step and follow the code exactly. The first criteria is fiscal caution. That's the least of the, I guess if it was severe, you'd have different colored lights. This is the least colored light. There are five different criteria for fiscal caution. One of them is the records are unauditable. Well, you're not unauditable. You've had audits, everything's been fine. The next criteria is in your audits, if there have been a lot of material weaknesses or deficiencies or a lot of things that needed to be corrected, the auditor could put you in for that. And you don't have that. The third is when a deficit fund balance at the end of the year exists and it's greater than 2% of your revenue. So if you had a deficit at the end of the year, and we always look at things at year end, so we would look at it at the end of 2016 because that's what's been completed. So if we look at the end of 16 and you had a deficit and it was 2%, if 2% of your revenues couldn't cover that deficit, that would qualify you. So thank goodness at the end of 16, you didn't have any deficits. The next one, a low carryover balance. When a low carryover balance is equal to 1 month of expenditures, so if you're carrying over a balance and it's as much as or more than 1 month of your expenditures, that could qualify. Make sense so far? And then the last one is precaution if you haven't reconciled, if you don't have bank to book, and you do have bank to book, so that's a blessing too. So in fiscal caution, thus far, it doesn't appear the township qualifies based on what we've seen. Now that was as of the end of 16. Okay, we're into 17 now, so you know, you guys know your numbers better than we do at this point. So this is caution. And again, we can make copies. I can leave all of this with you if you'd like to have it. The next I'm gonna kind of do together. It's fiscal watch and fiscal emergency. Those are the more severe, like we were talking about Maslin. Maslin was an emergency. So how we look at that, again, it's all in the code. The first three, there's six criteria for fiscal emergency, and there's three criteria for fiscal watch. Actually four, and we'll talk about them. And again, copies are available. Fiscal emergency, we look at six different items. The first one is if you default on debt for more than 30 days. So if you have OWDA, OPWC, any USDA, any debt that you might have with an institution, and you've been unable to meet that debt obligation for more than 30 days, that puts an entity in fiscal emergency. Okay? The next one is payroll. If you default on payroll for more than 30 days, if somebody works and you're unable to pay them for more than 30 days, that constitutes fiscal emergency. The third criteria is we send a letter to your county auditor and we say, county auditor, has the township requested any millage from another entity within the county? Very rarely does a county auditor take millage from one entity and give it to another. But should that have happened with the township, or we get in writing, I've never had it in the 20 plus years we've done this, but if a county auditor would have taken, say, from another entity in Wayne County and given it to you, that would constitute fiscal emergency. The next three criteria I'm going to talk about, we look at for fiscal emergency and fiscal watch. The first three are just for fiscal emergency. The fourth one is accounts payable. We look at any bills that are 30 days or more past due. We say, okay, is there enough money in your fund balances to take care of those accounts payable? Are you holding any bills that you're not paying? Is your fund balance enough plus carryover, like 1/6 of your fund balance, of your revenues? So say you had $20,000 in accounts payable and you had $2,000 in fund balance. We also look at 1/6 of your revenue. If your fund balance and your revenue are enough to cover your payables, you're okay. If they're not, then that constitutes emergency. Am I kind of losing you guys? I mean, no. I know it's a lot of numbers. The number 5 is the most prevalent that most people go in under, and that's deficit funds. So always, again, we look at year end. If at year end, you have a deficit in any funds, and 1/6 of your revenues will cover that deficit, you're not in. If 1/12 of your revenue, that's fiscal watch, will cover it, you're not in. But if 1/12 won't cover it, then you would be watch. If 1/6 of your revenue won't cover it, it would be emergency. Follow me? So we're looking at any held bills and deficit funds. Those are the main triggers for somebody to go in. And then finally, we look at overall cash. We look at your overall balances. If your deficit funds exceed your positive funds, we all know that's not good. So that means there's probably not a whole lot of money in the bank. So we look at that and we see if 1/6 of the revenue coming in can cover it. If it doesn't, that's emergency. If 1/12 of the revenue, that's watch. Very, very, very simple. Like I said, it kind of spells it out for us. So for your township, can you kind of tell me what you're thinking or what you're looking at? What caused your concerns? Because I kind of went online and printed off the audit and looked at it, and you had fund balances. Where do you think, what are your concerns, and how can we help you?
Well, we do have one fund that's not been paid for, or one bill, I should say, that's not been paid for months. And I don't know how many months it is, but I believe it's around $8,000, but I'm not quite sure.
Okay.
I don't have that in front of me, so.
Okay.
But,
and that was incurred in 17? It was incurred in 16?
No. 17, I believe.
17, okay.
No, that occurred part of it in 16, part of it in 17, and it's now over
$9,000.
And probably what's prompted all this, we might as well just get the cards on the table.
Okay.
In 2016, I'm projecting that we're gonna have a little bit of a balance at the end of 2017.
Okay.
If it wouldn't be for the legal fees that were incurred by a Columbus attorney of somewhere around $31,000, And we've got, $18,000 so far in 17. We've got almost $50,000 spent in legal fees that were not budgeted, not appropriated. Had it not been for those legal fees, we probably wouldn't be even sitting here talking about this.
Okay.
And there were numerous times to try and pull this in and rein this to a stop, but it kept on going.
So you kind of showed me a piece of paper when I was here. So your fund balance is decreasing then?
Okay, the off of UAN, the financial budget, worksheet budget, shows that that's this one here that has 4 years on it. In 2013, our carryover balance, you see that one?
I'm going to get there real quick.
It would be at the top of this page right here.
Page one.
So we had a carryover balance in the general fund of $365,000.
Okay.
And then I had told the trustees we're dropping, just normally, we were dropping about $70,000 a year. This was before these legal fees. So we dropped to $278,014, $202,015, $146,016.
Okay. And then it. So then on this financial worksheet budget, I'm showing at the end of 16 a $70,000 balance?
Yes. No, wait, which one are you looking at now?
I am looking at the one that says financial worksheet budget.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then I've got 2015, end of the year, 146.
Right, that's right, $70,000. So we went into 2017, with a carryover balance of $70,451.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And as of July 13th, when mm-hmm. this was run, we're down to 16,000.
Projected for 18.
Oh, this 2018. Is projected. Mm-hmm. Okay, help me out here. I see the end of 15, we're at 146. The end of 16, 70. And then, is this what the projected year-end balance is for 17 then?
Okay. Yeah, this is what is being projected in the budget.
Okay.
For the end of 17, which will be a carryover to 18, and then the 18 budget amount.
Okay.
So the 17 current represents your current estimated resources mm-hmm. with the county and right. your current appropriations right. that have been passed.
Right. Okay. So it looks like the balances are going down. So we got to make them go the other way.
I thought I had those papers with me. It's actually started back in 2012.
Okay.
I did have them with me. Fiscal officer made a projection back then we would be out of money in 2015. And then, like I say, I thought I had the papers here. I don't know what I did with them. Anyway, then at the end of 2016, the financial statement or whatever the AOS is to the state, he does state in the back that the township is involved in a lawsuit. Although management cannot presently determine the outcome of these suits, management believes that the resolution of these matters may materially adversely affect the township's financial.
So that goes with what the fiscal officer said.
Right. And it didn't start just here in 2017 or 16. It started before then. What has now also come into the mix, the village of Doughton wants to detach. So we're probably going to be losing that revenue coming in also. So we're heading to a problem.
Yes.
Also, we were expecting complicated nightmare here.
Okay.
The fire, the township was involved in the fire district.
Okay.
They tried to pass a levy 3 times, it failed. So the trustees, now, I just got appointed, so these guys know more than I do. But anyway, the township pulled out of the fire district. According to the Ohio Revised Code, when you pull out, that entity then gets a certain percentage of the tax base for that joint fire district should come back to the township. We have not gotten that. That's been since the 1st of January when officially. So everything in here, we probably wouldn't be in this situation if people were like the county auditor is what's dragging the feet, and I got a real concern because her, or the county auditor's spouse, is the attorney that set up the East Wayne Fire District. That's a conflict of interest. And the auditor is the one that edits. It's not doing anything about the money that we should be getting back. So there's a lot of things at play here. You know, some of these would get resolved and we wouldn't be in bad shape, but at the way we're going now, we are going to be out of money. We do want to put a fire levy on. That would help the general fund. Then we wouldn't have to take money out of the general fund. But until that happens, we're still stuck with not having enough money. We probably will incur more legal fees because we are still fighting. What happened when we left the joint fire district? The joint fire district sued the township because the previous trustees had set up a resolution that if they pulled out, they would pay $70,000 a year plus any fire levy that was voted on that would have then passed. So either way, the township would have been in trouble, whether or not they were sued or not. But anyway, this is a
very confusing too.
Yeah. Say. We are going to incur more legal fees, I can guarantee it. My other concern is we didn't have money. So two of us trustees put money in to pay the new attorney. We haven't seen a check yet. It's been since the 1st of June. I guess I'm wondering how long, what procedure does it take to get that money so we can pay the new attorney? Also, we're having a budget meeting tonight. The public is supposed to have a budget 10 days before our meeting. I haven't even gotten one. There is none available, according to what the fiscal officer told me. He said it's not available. I guess I'm getting frustrated, and I also called the fiscal officer wanting to sit down. I've been coming to these meetings for probably 12 years. I haven't been a trustee, but that's different than sitting here knowing exactly what's going on. And I wanted to sit down and go over the budget to find out where we're at, what can we do. That's not happening. So I'm getting frustrated with this. I see that we're heading to a deficit, and I don't know how we're going to stop it at this point. And that's why we called you folks in to try and find out what can we do. The fiscal officer claims there's no money there that we can pay anything anymore from the general fund. So.
Well, based on what we're seeing here, it looks like what everybody's saying is kind of the same. The balances are going down to where we have almost nothing. General fund, like everywhere else, is the only fund that can do everything and anything, right? They can pay anything out of the general fund. So you kind of want to have that holy. You don't want to, as far as what we could do, we would come in and if we did an analysis, we would look at just what we talked about. There's one other item that I forgot to mention is for fiscal watch, is we would look at a forecast. Now that forecast would be, since we're in the middle of 17, it would be to look at the end of 17 to see if there's any deficits. Right now, based on this, it doesn't look like there's going to be a deficit at the end of 17. It looks like 18 is going to be your problem. So if we came in and did an analysis, based on what we're seeing now, again, we haven't dug into the numbers, it probably wouldn't show any of the three criteria as of this time. Our advice to governments that are facing what you're facing is simply, how do we get more revenue? And you're talking about perhaps a levy, or how do we curtail expenditures? Is there, before the lawsuits even came in, I mean, again, I'm just hearing this, it sounds like deficit spending was occurring.
No.
Our budget wasn't going backwards? I thought we were going backwards 60.
We were dropping, but I had estimated that we would have a $49,000 carryover at the end of 16. That's what the budget was last year. And then when the legal fees hit, that wiped that out, pretty much wiped that out. Now, in reference to what the comment was made here, I think I need to clear this up. This money that these two gentlemen donated, they thought, we'll donate this money, and then you just write the check. Well, it's not that simple. That money then had to go into the Wayne County Budget Commission to be approved, and it came back on an amended official certificate. Okay. And I have that, and that is dated sometime the end of June. I do now have a purchase order made out for tonight and a check for this attorney for tonight.
Okay.
It's not so simple as give the money and pay the check, write the check.
And if the appropriations have been passed,
it'll be passed tonight,
okay.
Hopefully.
Okay, so that issue will be taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
Is this what you're going to go over tonight,
mm-hmm.
this budget? Do the trustees, is there a copy for everybody, or
no.
Is it too early?
No, because I still have some work to do on it yet.
Oh, I see. Well, gentlemen, based on what we're seeing so far, 18 is looking at a deficit of almost 20,000 at the end of 18. So we would be deficit spending 36,000 in 18. The revenues look fairly consistent. There's not a whole lot of difference in revenues. It goes from 142 to 134. Would that be fair?
Mm-hmm.
Saying that you're fairly comfortable. So we're seeing a slight drop in revenues. And I know that the budget was just passed at the state level for local government monies. I'm not sure of the distribution of that yet. Have you heard anything? Because it's been pretty consistent the last couple of years,
yeah.
But
mm-hmm.
I don't know what we're looking at in 18 and 19 mm-hmm. from the state.
Is it going up or down? Oh, you don't know. Okay.
I believe the amount that was allotted to be distributed is less, but I don't know how the distribution calculation was done. We're still waiting to get that out. We're praying it doesn't go down anymore, because that's your lifeblood, that and property taxes in the township. You don't get anything else, really.
But see, now this does not include the fact that Dalton could detach and lose that income.
Now, how does that work? Or does their property taxes come to you?
A certain percentage.
Okay.
Let's see, the general fund. General fund, we get $15,000 and $47,000 for the road and bridge.
That's
so,
from Dalton?
Yeah.
So that could be gone,
correct.
Is what you're saying.
Correct.
When are they looking to make the decision?
The commissioners, they have a meeting July 28th, and they'll decide July 31st.
Now, down in my area, there's a city that wants to annex part of my township.
Hamilton?
It's actually Trumbull County, Newton Falls.
Okay.
How does that, I know it's cut and dry again. The code tells you exactly what you have to do. Did Dalton do everything, dot their I's, cross their T's, to make that happen?
Yes and no. They did annex in 2005, 6.014 acres. That was their sewer plant and water tower. according to Ohio Revised Code 709.16, which claims you annex according to that code, it cannot be excluded from the township.
Okay.
That was changed in 2001, that law. But that does not prevent the commissioners from still approving it. They have the right, if they want to face possible litigation on that. But by law, what Dalton is asking for, those parcels cannot be detached at this point, unless the trustees
agree, sign off on it.
Correct. Not at this point, because I, well, to be quite honest, I want a horse trade. If they want to detach, I'm willing to let them do it. If they drop their participation in the lawsuit against our township.
Okay.
Right. They're part of the fire district yet. And if they would drop that, then I'm willing to let them detach. But anyway.
Okay, that's another story, right?
We'll right, it's another story.
So we'll know when, soon then?
End of July.
End of July, okay. So that could be lost property tax revenue for you.
Correct.
It's not good, gentlemen.
No, it isn't. That's why I say it's. I don't want to wait until we are in that position. I want to see what we can do now to help ourselves.
As far as us doing an analysis, it doesn't look like we can the state can put you in anything at this point, based on my Ohio Revised Code. And again, I'll get you guys probably copies so you can have it, so you can refer back to it. Our suggestion, whenever we meet with entities, it's not rocket. I always say it's not rocket science. How do we get more money, and how do we cut expenditures, and what can we do? If we're looking to deficit spend $35,000 this year, based on what we're seeing, going from 16 positive to 19 negative, what can we cut? And usually townships can't cut a whole lot because you're not spending extravagantly. You're spending what you need to provide the services to the constituents. That's what you do. And there's not usually a whole lot that can be done. I appreciate you want to be proactive. I appreciate that, and we want you to be, because I like to come like this, not to put you in anything. I really don't want to do that. But like what we're seeing and what you're telling me, it looks like we are headed in that direction, especially if we lose 50 plus thousand next year from these taxes.
Well, that's why I thought one of the criteria was the forecast that we were going to be in deficit.
There's
funding.
A forecast. The forecast we would look at the end of 17, since we're in 17. It's a one-year forecast. If we come in 18 and we've got that deficit as projected, so the deficit was 19. Yep, almost 20,000. So say 20,000 rounded, then we would look at your revenues coming in the door. Okay, so if we have a $20,000 projected deficit in 18, then 1/12 would be for fiscal watch. That's what we do the forecast for. So we divide 142,000, because that's your recurring revenues from the prior year. 1/12 would be 11,833. So we would take the 142, if that's what your revenues came in to be at the end of 17, divide it by 12, get 1/12, be 11,833. That would not be enough to cover the projected deficit. So that would definitely be fiscal watch. But we're not there yet. That's the.
For this year?
Yes.
I guess I don't know. Is there excess funds in some of these appropriated accounts?
So you're asking,
can we move some of that out of those appropriated funds that's in excess and move it, as long as it's in the general fund area, to move it to the general fund? That is possible, correct?
Yes, yes. If you have, okay. It looks like, correct me if I'm wrong. I'd like to look at a report that tells us what was appropriated for 2017 in the general fund. Would it be the 195,740?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Does that sound right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then we would look at a report, another report off of UAN, that says what was appropriated versus what was spent,
mm-hmm.
right? And I'm sure you, we could probably spit that out of UAN.
Mm-hmm.
Then we would look and say, okay, $195,740 was appropriated. What have we spent so far? And what are we looking to spend the rest of the year?
Mm-hmm.
And then we would look at the different line items and see what's been spent to see if any could be reappropriated, should you choose to do that.
We can do that, correct?
Yeah.
Trustees can make a resolution to do that, correct?
You can.
As long as it's not illegal, the fiscal officer has to do that. Is that correct?
Yes. If, okay, you have, let me reiterate this so I,
just
and then
make sure.
You tell me, I want to make sure we agree. 100, based on what I'm seeing on this budget sheet, $195,740 was appropriated.
Mm-hmm.
The trustees, I mean, we could run a report and look and see what was spent so far in 17.
Mm-hmm.
And then we could say, okay, what are we looking to spend in the rest of 17? Are we going to use up all those appropriations?
Mm-hmm.
If we're not, in certain line items, we could theoretically move them to
right.
other line items.
And I've looked at that.
Okay.
And for example, I know we've got another $35,000 going out for fire contracts. We can't move that.
No.
I know
no.
that's going out.
If it's an obligation that you're aware of.
Yeah. And the other items that are in here, there's not much room on anything that's in here to move anything.
Okay.
I've already looked at that.
Okay.
If that were the case, I would have moved it by now.
But I would like to, the dollar amounts. I as a trustee, want to know what's in there, what's available. I'm sorry, but I need that information.
You got the reports. I gave you the May reports. Did you look at it?
Yes, I did, but there's money in there as far as I'm concerned. But that's
why I
want to
move. What are you going
to
move?
Well, I'm not getting into that at this point. Now, the other thing we can do to improve the general fund, the fiscal officer can take some of his salary out of the road and bridge if he figures it out by a percentage, correct?
But we have to justify, and the overall broad question is it's permissible, but you need to support that for audit. What audit will be looking for, what we like to suggest, and I'm gonna just kind of tell you what would be acceptable, because you don't want your fiscal officer to charge that fund and then audit come in and move it back. That would be just a boil thing. But with each pay period, what he worked on with each different fund, it can be, you know, each different fund depending on where his time was charged. If there were payroll for that area, bills paid for that area, the salary could be dispersed. But he would have to substantiate
right.
it and explain how you did it. If, say, part of your payroll, part of your time is spent doing for, I wish I had fun now. Oh, motor vehicle. Okay. You have motor vehicle, you have gas tax. So we have different townships that say, okay, I've got 10 employees. Payroll takes me, you know, this amount of time. 30% of my time is, you know, I've road and bridge people. 10% is general fund. You know what I mean? Like they look at what they spend their time on, what bills they pay, what funds they're for, and come up with a calculation. And then it would have to be approved.
Yeah, you're gonna wanna document your process for doing that calculation.
Right.
And audit will audit you to your process. And it has to be reasonable. So something that they would be able to recalculate. So you don't wanna go crazy and all of a sudden the fiscal officer is spending 75% of their time on Road and Bridge, and then audits can be like, no, that's not reasonable. And usually what I recommend is once you document your process, reach out to your senior audit manager and just say, hey, can you read this over? Does it appear reasonable to you?
And I would send it in an email to get it in writing.
Now, I've talked to the state auditor, and she said, oh, yes, that's one thing that I'll look at very carefully in an audit.
Yes, they will.
Yeah, so if you send it ahead of time, you can at least get some form. Like, they may not formally give you, like, yes, it's formally approved until they come out and do your audit, but you may get a, it appears reasonable from what you're sending me. So that's why you definitely want to document audit to right. What your process is.
Well, at this point, 100% is coming out of general fund.
Okay.
And that's why I feel it should be able to, some should be able to come out of it.
And you can do the same for the trustee salaries.
I'm doing that.
As well.
Correct.
Okay. Okay.
But they're supposed to be doing work in the
sure, absolutely.
Part of those funds.
Absolutely. That's their job.
But I would agree that some of that work has to come out of the fiscal officer's work, has to come out of Road and Bridge too. He's got to do the payroll. He's got to do,
bills
that are road and bridge bills. Those aren't general fund bills. Those are for the road and bridge. So that's time that is allocated to, that can be allocated to the road and bridge fund. So
now in allocating, I know we're talking about salaries. Are you also allocating utility bills and maybe
benefits,
insurance, like property and liability insurance based on?
Yeah, look at all your bills that you pay. You could just, spread it out. Because if you've got a road building, your liability could go to that, or the insurance.
And I know it's not much, but I am not taking benefits. And I'm doing that, my salary, for the rest of this year to help the township. Like I say, it's not much, but anything that helps, as far as I'm concerned, has got to be done. We can also, this is not with the review, but we can also make direct deposits for payroll, can we not?
Yes, we work with your bank. I don't know if it's through UAN, how that works. Do you know anything about the direct deposit?
I don't know how UAN is set up. I'm sure they have something where you can send a package to the bank of your direct deposit. But I would definitely give UAN a call to work out how to do that.
If you,
and make arrangements
yes.
with your bank account to see if you can do that. Yes.
The fire levy, if you think that would, that would be for fire protection, it'd go in its own fund.
Correct.
And then you could save money in the general fund.
$70,000.
Yeah. I want to say if you want it in November, it's got you up till August sometime.
August 7th, I believe.
Okay. So that's definitely an option.
Right.
Let's save your, how much do you spend for fire? $35,000?
$70,000.
Okay. I don't know what a mill generates.
$112,000.
So you maybe pass a mill?
That's what we're looking at.
For fire protection. Well, that would save your deficit spending.
Right.
Then we can go away to see us again. It's not looking very nice. But no, that would absolutely help a ton.
So if we were to meet one of the criteria for to be in fiscal watch or emergency, then what? I realize we had to be in the problem before you guys step in.
Unfortunately.
What course of action do you guys take then
Oh, that's a great question. Fiscal caution and watch and emergency, all of them you need a recovery plan. And a recovery plan is very simple. What revenues can we bring in? What expenditures can we reduce? Or a combination of the two? And any of the categories you need to have. For fiscal caution and watch, it would just be Tisha and I visiting, one of us coming, making sure you have a recovery plan in place and that you're following it, because you don't want to take a step backwards. Emergencies, a little bit different. Hence what happened in Massillon. The state doesn't take over your township by any means. You have home rule, it is what it is. But there's an advisory board that comes in. There would be somebody from the Office of Budget Management, somebody from the Treasurer's Office, one of the trustees, usually the chair of the trustees or his appointee. And then I believe there's five people on a township trustee, on a township commission. So then two more people, you would nominate two people from the community to be on it. And then your recovery plan is your Bible. You get that plan passed by you trustees, and then that plan is followed by the commission. And that plan comes with a five-year forecast, kind of like a budget document. We project it out 5 years, and then that gets you back in the hole again. But that's something you can do now, and we suggest that, you know. You have to do it when you're in. Why not do it when you're not in to save yourself from going there? Like putting a levy on or dispersing salaries, anything you can think of to save, because it all adds up. Everything makes a difference.
Yeah, and we usually suggest a five-year forecast. I even have sent you one, just so you can see where the village is heading and make decisions. Like you may know, oh, 2 or 3 years out, we have a problem. You can do a simple fix now to help prevent that, as opposed to waiting, and then all of a sudden the problem, it's a bigger problem with a bigger fix that you then have to do. So we always recommend looking 3 to 5 years out, just on a normal basis.
And then your plan is adjusted accordingly. Crap, we're losing $15,000 in general fund revenue. What are we going to do to make that up? Or what are we going to cut to make up that difference? But the recovery plan, and again, any and all of this is, I can send you and get to you. It's all driven by this plan. It's all driven by the plan and the forecast. Any other questions? Anything else we can provide to you? I mean, you provided a forecast, Shell?
Yeah, that was the email you reminded me I sent. I forgot I sent that.
Oh, okay. So there's shells out there that we use for entities. You know, all it is revenues, expenditures, the difference, and then it rolls into the next year. Carryover balance, revenues, expenditures, and it kind of has it broken out for you.
This general fund is not, it doesn't take a lot to figure out that everything in there is just about overhead. And you look at that, and what do you cut? What do you cut?
Like I say, in townships, you've got very little that you can cut, because you're not overspending. You're not. You're providing services that you're mandated to provide. And
you know, at the end of 17, looking at possibly 16,000 carryover, had we not spent 50,000 in legal fees, we'd have a 60,000 carryover.
I understand.
But we would have paid that to the fire district, and we still wouldn't have the money. I mean, it's catch 22. Either you don't or you do. And either way, it gets you in the same situation.
No, that's not true.
Yes.
The carryover plus the revenue would be enough to fund the general fund. You've got to have that carryover just to carry you through. And, take our revenue in the general fund plus a revenue of $134,000 plus another $60,000, that's almost $200,000. And if you look back through there, we've been successful at 146,000 carryover, at 202,000 carryover. This all boils down to people spending money on legal fees and taking our deficit or money away. And none of that was budgeted, none of that was appropriated.
So did you get a citation in your audit for paying it?
Don't know yet. I know that the audit is nearly done. They're waiting on a couple letters from attorneys, and what I've been told is the audit is good. Now, I don't know if there's any citation in that or not. I hadn't been told.
Okay. But if you paid a bill that wasn't appropriated, then you should get a site if it wasn't.
But we, but at that time.
But unless you have those super super passwords.
See, we've talked about moving money. Up to a point, I moved money. I moved money, I took from here and I took from there until there was no place to take from again.
Okay.
And I paid the bills. Now, you go through and tell me where to take from to pay the bill.
Yeah, I understand. There's only so much you can do. Well, and there's also an issue if for 17 to meet that appropriations, you know your deficit spending in 17 too. So something's got to give in 18, right? Something's got to change or else we will hit red. Would that be a fair statement? 18's the year. 18's the year where the deficit hits, based on what we're looking at.
I could see that for quite some time, that about that time it was going to catch up to us because our carryover balances were going down.
Okay. And you've lost a lot of, I mean, you've lost revenue from the state. Just in looking here, you had estate tax revenue you used to get, that's gone. Local government money was cut in half.
It wasn't much, but the village had annexed 130-some acres, and that added a couple of businesses on, so back in 2007. So it's slowly been accumulating.
Yes, yes. And now it's just hitting me between the eyes. Mm-hmm. What are you doing? Like I said, you're not spending extravagantly at all. I mean, there's not a whole lot to cut. Right.
What is this salary? You have highly salaries for the trustee?
Mm-hmm. What is that's that? You know, yeah. Half the trustees is in here and half of it's in gas tax.
Oh, okay. I mean, a big chunk. In 16, you had $211,000 in expenditures.
What are you looking at now?
I'm looking at 16's expenditures. You had $211,000 in general fund expenditures.
Mm-hmm.
A third of that is fire protection.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not getting any revenue. You're sucking that up with the revenue you have already.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So that's where your deficit spending's coming. I mean, if you look every year, if you're dropping 70 grand, it's for that protection. So would the constituents be willing to put a levy on to pay for that protection?
Well, the last.
Because that's, if you look at what you're decreasing.
How many years? No.
Well, 13, 14, 15, 16, I see it for fire protection. Would the taxpayers be willing to put a levy on, to pass a levy to pay for that protection? Because that's, I mean, that's a third of your budget.
Well, that's what we're hoping, 1 mil. They've tried 3.1.
3.8. They had 3.8.
Yeah, and those all failed by 63%. So that's why we want to go back to 1 mil, at least get something going. At least, because if we don't help the township out, there's going to be no money for them. Fire protection. I mean, we won't have the money there to give them.
That's a third of your budget.
Correct. That's why it's got to be, community's got to understand that we need a fire levy. Even though it may not be as much as some want, we got to take what we can get.
Right. And if it's 100,000 plus for a mill, that should take care of as the cost looks right now, it should take care of the cost. And then you shouldn't be deficit spending.
Right? Correct.
Again, I just started looking at this.
No, I know we're talking about the general fund, but the township is currently deficit spending in all the funds. All their fund balances are going down.
So be careful if you move any salaries into the other funds, that the other funds can bear it.
Because right now, all of your funds are, you historically, you deficit spent in all the funds. Those balances are going down.
Say that again. No, we're not deficit spending in the other funds.
Mm-hmm. Because in looking at this, I can see your motor vehicle gas tax. You went from 20 to 15 to 8.
Wait, where are you?
Oh, I'm on this one. The one with the 18. On page, well, it's probably on here too.
Yeah, it probably is. Let's go.
But on the one I'm looking at is page 5. So your balances are going down in motor vehicle tax. And then on page 7, your balances have gone down in gas tax. And then on page 9, it looks like your road and bridge has a little bump up from 16 to 17, and then it goes back down.
But it was at 403 and 13.
Now don't take that. That's something I gotta work on a little more. That's not done yet.
Right. I think I know the one line.
Yeah.
But still, I mean.
I wanted you to see the general fund. These others need some tweaking yet.
But even looking at 15, 16, and 17, not even looking at 18, it looks like all of your balances our deficit spending.
So please be careful. I mean, if you're going to move, just caution. Please look at the budgets in the other fund if you move it, because that's already coming down. So what you might want to do is print off a form. If you could just list all the funds and show what the fund balances were at 13, 14, 15, 16, and 17, just the five, however many funds you have, and then you can kind of see the trend as to what's going on, because if we lose 47,000 in road improvements, the road and bridge fund, that's very much a hindrance as well.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if we're already going down and we lose an additional 47.
Because by law, general fund is liable for every other fund's deficit. So if road and bridge all of a sudden hits negative, then that's a burden on the general fund. We'll either have to make a transfer or move expenses in order to keep the road and bridge fund in the positive.
Some really rough decisions. So if it's overall, so your cash balance is in, and we got to keep cash. So eventually you're going to run out, and you don't want that to happen. That's why if you list, that would be a nice printout to have, just to show cash balances from 13 to 14 to 15, with no additional revenues coming in. No new revenue, right? For how long?
Right.
Or you could pass an operating levy you can use for anything.
I can't really. Do you guys have any land? Do you have timber? Some land? We have a village that sold timber.
And
they were able to help their fund balances, at least a shot in the arm until they
gave them some time to make some tough decisions, but
gas leases.
No fracking available.
No. I go a little farther south.
Oh, okay.
There's a coworker in Southeast Ohio. That's where they're getting their revenue.
Yeah.
A lot of the small entities are getting their revenue, keeping them going.
Southern Wayne County bike plants, Rover is going through. They're getting money from the pipeline.
Yes, yeah. The big pipeline, I've heard all about it. From West Virginia up to Michigan,
yeah.
I think it's going through Richland County. There's
yes.
two.
We're counting on that for one other township.
Yeah,
in
we
County.
Have another township in Caution that we want to keep out of emergency. And we're hoping that that pipeline delivers.
Do we answer some questions, I hope? I know we didn't give any miracle solution. There isn't one. And it didn't get here overnight. It didn't get here overnight.
Correct.
It's been about a 3 or 4 year process. From 13, it looks like from 13, at least what we see on this paper.
Is that, Jerry, is that when they took the inheritance tax? Is that when, remember, if that's when we lost the inheritance tax? Would have been about 13.
That's what.
Yeah, we got some in 13 and we got some in 14.
Yeah. They had really fallen off.
Mm.
Yeah, I think they eliminated the estate tax around 2011, 2012.
These were carryovers from
right.
the state.
And then when people were either fighting or whatever, and then when those got cleared up, then the county released the money. Mm-hmm. So, but there'll be no new.
Right. Yeah.
It looks like you got some nice chunk of inheritance tax before
yeah.
it went.
What's that?
That it looks like, this gentleman, let me see this projection, it looks like the township received a nice portion
of
inheritance tax.
That was better.
Well, we had received some really nice inheritance tax, and then when the nursing home was annexed into Dalton, and we didn't get that anymore.
I see.
And we were getting, we were
yep.
getting quite a bit from that.
Mm-hmm. That probably kept you afloat?
Not necessarily. We had, well, back to 13, our fund balance in general fund carried was $365,000.
Well, probably between that and cutting local government in half, because that's like a $35,000-$40,000 hit, having that cut in half.
See, our local government went from about $65,000 to about $30,000.
Mm-hmm. So that compounded, and then the expenses didn't change all that much.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I saw somewhere where you guys are assessing for street lights.
Yeah.
And that is, it appears that that's breaking even, or?
No, that's not breaking even. It appears on here that we're going to have to increase that street lighting assessment because the one utility has increased. And so that assessment is not keeping up. Now, what we had done several years ago, we had that assessment and it was accumulating excess money. So we cut the assessment and left that money go away. Then we got to the point where we needed it back. So we put it back again. And that's probably about where we are now. And we're going to need to increase that because it's not keeping up.
Are your gentlemen cutting a lot of vacant properties to where you could maybe assess the property owner for grass cutting or anything? Like any other?
Yeah.
Sorry, I was just
thinking cities.
Yeah.
Sorry, we work with
all kinds of. Yeah, I was just trying to think of
it's tough. Townships are very limited. That's what makes it so difficult. Is there anything else we can do for you? Anything you need, any information we can provide? I will leave you my card. I'll leave you, you know. Do you still want an analysis Or do you want, what would you like? What, help me out and we can.
Well, can we get a forecast for the end of the year? I mean, to the end of this year, or is that not something that?
We could do it as part of a fiscal watch analysis, do a forecast. Yeah, we could do that. Based on what we're seeing, it's probably gonna be positive, and it doesn't look like you would meet the criteria at the end of 17, but I can go back and talk to Eunice. She's our boss, Eunice Smith, who you sent the letter to, and do that for you.
This may not be possible, but who do we contact but the county auditor and at least acting on our money that we should be getting since we dropped out of the East Point Fire District?
I
mean, who?
I can ask. How about if I see if I can get you a contact person?
Because I can say, I'm not sure, but I thought that was over $200,000 at
so
one point.
Can you explain to me how it should be working and what is happening? You pulled out of the fire district.
Yeah, I don't really have the code in here, but it's in the code that when you an entity withdraws, they get whatever size they are, that percentage of the cash that they have on hand. And it's based on the percentage, and Sugar Creek was, I think, 47% of that joint fire district. So they should be getting 47% of that cash that was in all funds, not just the general fund. They should be sent back to the township because they pulled out. The catch is that was supposed to be funded by a fire levy. It was never funded by a fire levy.
Initially,
it's been funded by each entity, which is not, I consider it not legal. You can't do that. According to the ORC, you've got to have a fire levy to fund it. They did not fund it that way. That is part of the reason why the auditor is having problems deciding if she follows the code. You know, it's 200 some thousand, but in actuality, Sugar Creek didn't quite put that kind of money into it. So it's a real mess, but for her to sit there and on her hands and do nothing is not helping us. I believe the last communication was just a couple of days ago, and they're just sitting there. And the commissioners have, back in April, did know there's a problem, so the prosecutor cannot handle it because it's a conflict of interest. So they have hired outside legal counsel to look at it. So like I say, this is a real nightmare, everything that's going on.
So the fire district formed for several communities. They were supposed
Correct.
To pass a levy.
Correct.
Did not happen.
Correct.
So in order to operate, all the communities are paying in
Correct.
A certain amount every year.
Correct.
When you pulled out, you're still required to pay them?
No.
Then
no.
What is the $70,000 for fire?
It's fire contracts. We still have fire coverage, but it's a contract with Kidron and a fire contract with the East Plain Fire District.
Oh, okay.
So instead of just paying the fire district, it's now on a contract basis.
Okay. So then when you guys were paying into that, you guys were part of the fire district for a handful of years?
Three or four years, yes, up to that point.
Okay. And then when you pulled out of it, you were supposed to get a percentage
Correct.
Of the cash that you can provide.
Right.
We'll see.
And like I say, it's been
auditor.
7 months. Yeah, the county auditor. And like I say, there is a conflict of interest there that I'm concerned about. Since her spouse was the attorney that initially set up the East Wayne Fire District.
Okay.
I'm hoping that's not.
Amazing.
Yeah, but something needs to be done. Like I say, 7 months, no decision, nothing. That's taking too long. And that would help us tremendously also. I mean, that would get it out of this.
Get you, and then you can look at recurring revenue.
Correct.
Because you need recurring revenue.
Correct.
A shot in the arm would help a lot.
Right.
So you'd still like an analysis that would include a forecast for 17, because we're in 17.
Yeah.
Okay. I will go back and talk to Eunice, the lady that the letter was sent to, and then I will get back in touch with, I'm gonna give you my card. Probably we usually communicate with the fiscal officer, because he's gonna be stuck with us getting information, bugging him for information. So, can you think of anything else? And let us tell me, like, if you want any of these copies of the code that we can.
I've got copies.
Okay, so you guys have them. I mean, if you, just in case anything. Can I just,
in these appropriations, as of today, as far as you know, will these appropriations truly cover all the expenditures until the end of 17, or will you need to increase those appropriations in this current 17? I'm assuming these are the appropriations passed by the council. And you expect to stay within those appropriations, or do you think you will need more appropriations? Okay.
No. That's why I'm not inclined to move anything from these lines, because I know what's coming.
Okay, I just want to make sure that we didn't have to increase it, or there's something that wasn't factored in. I'm just double checking.
Because for the 17 forecast, we're going to start with your amended certificate and your appropriations.
Okay, that's the one we see, we amended it now because of the contribution of that money for the legal fees.
That's fine. We'll take the most current.
Yeah, that's the current.
The most current, and then the most current appropriations once the trustees, if they pass anything tonight.
Yeah.
But we'll be in touch after tonight, because I have to talk to you guys. Get it on the schedule. Are we able to keep these two documents? Thank you. Anything else? We'll be in touch. We'll be back. You'll see us again. Is this where we work? If we come? Is this where your auditors usually work when they come?
No. No.
Do they take it off site?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, if there's no other questions, you have any other questions, though?
No.
Jerry, you don't have any either, then? All right, well, guess then, do I have a motion to adjourn?
I so move.
I'll second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed or adjourned?
Who's second?
I think second.